Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, we're back. A Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, here we are, Ike. The Friday before Eagles-Lions, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. This is a AJ-free zone today.
You sure?
Yes,
mostly. Mostly AJ-free.
Free zone today.
Mostly AJ-free.
It's Football Friday. We got a big game coming up Sunday, man. Lions coming in. Jackie Baseball. No news is good news. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, it's just GM meetings. Who cares? Who cares? We're on the Lions. No AJ talk today.
No AJ talk.
I mean, it's
not essentially, there's no new AJ thing. It's not, if you want to talk about AJ, we'll talk about it. If something happens, we'll talk about it. But it's not like an AJ day. It is a big Football Friday. Our Fridays are always stacked around here. First of all, we have to find out what happened with Jack on the air last night. There was almost an accident.
Seriously,
is what I found. We'll get to that. There's almost.
I think
that.
We're all aware of what happened.
Well, we will get to what happened. Nick Costos joins us around 2:45. Give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Jaws at 4. I'm sure we'll hear from Rios. We'll hear from Tommy down the shore. It's a huge day.
Yeah.
Ike, I want to take you back to Tuesday.
Mm.
Tuesday after the Eagles beat the Packers.
Yeah.
And I sat in the chair next to yours, and I said, I'm finally there. I have succumbed. People have told me for a year that it doesn't matter how they win, they just win. I've said, no. But I finally succumbed. I agree. As long, they just win. They just find a way, whether they play good or play bad, they find a way. That's all that matters. That's what I said on Tuesday. And I was pretty confident about the rest of the season, pretty confident about the game against the Lions because of that. I just had this faith that the Eagles would get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week kind of happened. And I feel like my faith from and my trust and my confidence in the Philadelphia Eagles has dropped from Tuesday until today.
Yeah.
And that has happened for two reasons. Now, I know we said it's an AJ-free zone, but that is one of the reasons that my faith has dropped a little bit.
That's fair.
Is that, like, we were hoping after the trade deadline, we was like, maybe this will just go away for the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And newsflash, it's not going to go away at all, at all. And chances are we're going to hear about it more than we don't. And that, I don't think, is a great thing for the team. They can say over and over and over again how much it doesn't bother them, but I think it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing that mm-hmm. shook my confidence in the Eagles this year.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, we talked to three experts this week that when we were complaining about the offense in like week 4, week 5, we're all just like, give it time. But we talked to Brian Baldinger on Wednesday, and I said, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? And he's like, their offense isn't there. They're not as good as the Rams. They're not as good as the Seahawks. And then we talked to Mike Mayock yesterday. I said, are they going to beat the Lions? He's like, I don't know. They can't score points. Like, if they score 10 points, they're going to lose. And we talked to Shiel, and he was worried about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just nervous that I didn't trust my instincts. And my instincts are, it matters how you win, not just that you do win.
Mm-hmm.
And that after hearing everything this week and feeling everything this week, on Friday, I'm a lot less confident in the Eagles than I was on Tuesday. And that's about this game, and it's also about the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm sensing that from some people out there, right? And this is what distractions will cause, right? Like, this, instead of talking about, you know, finding ways that they can improve on some of the areas they struggled at Monday night, but highlighting how great the defense was Monday night, spending the week talking about and being excited about Jalen Phillips and what he's going to bring to the defense moving forward, that's where the distraction comes in for us as fans, because we can't even stay focused and locked in on this game coming up, as well as remaining confident in our football team. I sense that. I dare to even say, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, I felt a smidge of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe a smidge of it.
Oh, really?
But you know how I am.
Oh, yeah. Get you to Friday.
I'll push back off this stuff. And when we start doubting the midnight green, yes, the midnight green.
In this city?
Yeah, in this city, that makes me push back against that. And I had to remove myself being so entrenched in what happened Monday night. It was a 10-7 game on the road at Lambeau against a very good team, a very good defense, a team that was desperate after losing the week before and being humiliated by the Carolina Panthers up there at Green Bay. We still found a way to get that W Monday night. Now, had we been playing the Lions after we played the Giants 2 weeks ago, no one's confidence would be shaken.
That's true.
No one's confident. We'd be talking about, oh, man, nobody's going to stop us. So I understand how this thing changes based on the last performance. I get that. But I'm going to stay 10 toes down in my belief that this is still the best team in the NFC. You can debate. They're not playing the best of the teams in the NFC. I'm saying when it's all said and done, this is the best team in the NFC, and nothing has changed for me. We'll be in Santa Clara, and we're getting that second trophy. That's until I see something that shakes that confidence or makes me change my mind, this is where I stand firm. And Sunday's game is going to be a great game. Can't wait for Sunday's game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to blow the Lions out.
No,
and all
but
that.
It'll be an awesome
yes,
game.
Yes, it should be a slugfest back and forth. We're at home. We'll find a way to win the game Sunday night.
215-592-9494. Has this week shaken your confidence in the Eagles? Because it has with me. And I know you say it's just about the last week. But when I take a step back and look at the big picture, and the two things that have concerned me this week, which is the way that people are talking about the offense, mm-hmm. experts, not me, mm-hmm. the experts, and the AJ stuff, is that when I take a step back and look at the whole season, that's been there the whole season. Like, really, the offense has
It's been choppy.
Really choppy, right?
Yeah.
It's been a half here, a half there. Yeah. The Minnesota game, the Giants game. That's pretty much been it. And the AJ stuff has been there all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like it is increasing a little bit in its intensity, which makes sense because it keeps happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that I just wish. Now, I think they could do a lot to quell this sort of nervousness I have by how they play on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But how the offense played on Monday and all the AJ stuff this week, I just like the confidence I have that they would just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about that.
They win this game 17-13, 20-14. What are you thinking?
I got to see it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
20-14. Yeah, it's not a ton of points.
Well, you feel good about the defense.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They hold this Lions team to 13, 14 points. Come on now. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Sure.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
See,
we focus so much on that offense.
Yeah.
And I understand why.
You gotta have an offense to win a championship.
Sure.
Yeah.
But before Monday night's game,
yeah,
they were virtually the same offense from a points per game standpoint as they
compared
were
to last
year.
Yes.
And they won the Super Bowl that way.
Yes.
And I've heard so many people, including said wide receiver, that this stuff is not gonna work when you play the better teams late in the season in this playoff time. I'm sorry. Who came into the season this year with the toughest schedule in the NFL? When you look at the quality of opponents the Eagles have beaten compared to all the other top teams, the Eagles have the best quality of opponents that they've beaten. They've beaten more playoff teams currently on their roster right now. And one of the two losses they have is to a team until last night had the best record in the league, and they were up 17 on them. And that was a self-inflicted wound, them losing to Denver. It wasn't Denver coming in here manhandling the Eagles. I've seen these other so-called top teams that the Eagles have faced, whether it's on the road or it's here, and none of them have dominated the Eagles. None of them. The Rams, the Bucks, the Chiefs, none of them. Even the Broncos win was a comeback win, double digits down. We just went to Green Bay and beat Green Bay. Confidence is not shaking. It's a little bit of a rough patch. They'll work their way through it. We're going to get through Sunday. I got to win in the bag already. I do.
Okay.
And I said, the only thing they couldn't do was go 0-2 with this stretch.
Yep. And they're not going to.
They're not going to go 0-2. So even if they lose Sunday, long as it's not an embarrassing loss, I'm going to be okay Sunday.
Okay.
I'll be okay Sunday.
215-592-9494. Has this week shaken your confidence, the Eagles? It has with me. Jack, how are you feeling on the subject? Because you were the one that said that the Super Bowl run was coming. You predicted it last year.
Yeah. It's why I gotta have confidence in this football team. Oh. But I will be honest, it has shaken me a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. I think that's, listen, like I admit it, that I had it. I had a little bit of it in myself.
It's gonna be a real test, I think, on Sunday of, are they fine or is there something here?
Yeah.
It actually feels a little bit like the Niners game from 2023, where you have a...
Well, that's not a good sign.
Well, no, but had they just dominated the Niners, maybe things go differently.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like a swing game.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494, leading us off. Corey Morris Code in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Nah. Hey, yo, what's Taylor Swift's favorite number, yo? Isn't it 13?
I don't know.
I assume it's 87.
Country. I know, 330 country. I think her favorite number 13. That's what we're going to hold the Lions to on Sunday. That's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
13, right? 13. Ain't nobody afraid of no Detroit Lions. Because this is the thing with A.J. Brown. He can say all that. You know, we can be upset with him. He's going to show up on the field. But when we need him to catch footballs, he's going to catch footballs. Y'all know the saying, there's no fear. Jalen Hurts is here, baby. The common. You know what I'm saying? When you stomach is, you know, bubbling, you got to take that Pepto. Or, you know, you got a headache. And you got to take that Tylenol. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's what he going to give to you. You know what I'm saying? Quarterback one. Listen, 2023, that Niner game, I get where Jack coming from. You know, they got us circled on the schedule and all that. But the problem is that team ain't had no dogs like that. They ain't have Jalen Phillips newly acquired. You know what I'm saying? They ain't have Q locking things down on the back, cooping the crew. They ain't had none of that. They ain't had a baby rhino. The baby rhino back, baby. I don't know if y'all saw the PFF numbers, but the boy back, boy.
The hell is the baby
and you got big baby Davis out there.
Yeah.
Don't listen from the other side.
Did you say big baby Davis? He's been on a milk carton since week three.
Yeah.
Hey, pipe down, baby.
They're piping down.
Can I ask you this, Corey? Can I ask you a question? And I figured going into today, this is what I was going to get.
Oh, Chesty.
Can anybody on a Friday just level with me and be honest if they're a little shaken?
Spike, you love Milton Williams, right? That was your guy. But Jomo got better stats, better numbers than Milton Williams, baby.
Milton Williams isn't playing next to Jalen Carter.
Hey, that's cool. We paid him to be the guy. He should have been the guy, but he got $100 million. Hey, we need.
He's playing great. I wouldn't.
That's okay, but is Jomo playing better? That's all I'm saying.
I asked you a question: whether this week shook your confidence in the Eagles?
Hey, hell no.
Okay.
Listen, I've always told y'all, I can be mad at my people, but at the end of the day, when they gonna show up, they gonna show up. Jared Goff coming to the league. Jared Goff, you know what I'm saying? Bite your kneecaps. We've been waiting for this. All that talking, St. Brown, J-Mo. I want to see y'all on Sunday. Meet at the link at 8:30 Sunday night. Get the grill out, Jack. Get the grill out, Spike. Loin chops, baby. Loin chops. Last week, Green Bay Filet. Loin chops. And last but not least.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Y'all know what it is. King of the North, baby. Let me wear my crown. I holla at y'all. Go Bird. Mm.
We are 10-0 versus the North.
Are we?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why he calls him the King of the North.
Ah, 10-0 well, in the last 10 games, I guess. I was just going to ask, since when? Under Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, under Sirianni.
You just want people to be honest today. You don't feel like you're getting honesty from people.
You know what? This is on me.
It sounds like honesty to me.
I got to ask for honesty on Wednesday.
No, see, but this is chesty.
Yeah.
What Spike's doing is honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like honesty to me, man.
I'm wondering if there is anybody who could just level with me and say this week shook you a little bit. Yeah.
I was honest with that.
Yeah. I mean, at some point. It was really, you know what it was for me? If it was just the AJ thing or just the Baldy and Mayock thing, would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Me hearing Baldy say it and Mayock say it about the offense after the AJ thing was sort of like kicking a man when he was down. I was already down about the AJ stuff. And then I got those guys going. And those are the two guys who have been like, hey, relax, big boy. You know, like they'll be fine.
Let me ask you this though, Spike.
Yes.
Do you think they would have said the same thing after the Vikings and Giants game?
I think they would have said it's coming together.
But they were the very offense. Excited about the offense after the Giants and Vikings game.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. They would have more confidence. So what they saw Monday night, they're reacting to Monday night.
Sure. In the context of the whole season, too. It's Monday night and the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that the offense has been great. Like, everybody knows that. Yeah, the offense hasn't been great.
215-592-9494. Josh in North Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Man, it's always a pleasure.
What's up, Josh?
So I got confidence. I said to Jack, we're doing another confidence show. Last time I called was a confidence show, all right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You guys ridiculed me, but you told me to call back. Told me it was a good show. You know, good call, so I called back.
Okay.
Listen, I'll say this, okay? Two things. We're a really good tackling team. We are a defensive team. We are a defensive town. Let's embrace it, okay? I think us, defensively, we match up very well against Detroit. Let's be honest. I think offensively, we have holes. I think holes that I'm implying, I think we don't marry the run game and the pass game appropriately.
I was just saying that to Ike, yeah?
I was saying that I think the leverage that we can create with Saquon, and the offensive line.
With who?
And with Saquon Barkley, baby.
Oh, you went Saquon.
And the
first.
Offensive line. With the offensive line and with AJ. How? I don't understand. How can we not create leverage plays and get people open with those two specific things? I think that's one hole that we're still struggling. And when I called last time, I said, I think Jalen's weakest part of his game is his eyes. And I do think that that's part of it. I think we're also realizing that the offense that we're running right now was not the offense that we ran last year when we won the bowl. When we got that chip,
well, we can't run that offense because
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, right? Okay. I'm not saying that, buddy. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that we have to adapt and evolve. I think that's what AJ's saying, because that offense, when we get in that look, right, Ike, let's be real. I want to be football, like, be real, because I'm a football guy.
Okay.
When you get in that look, when you bring that extra guy down in the box, I think Jalen struggles a little bit reading that high-low coverage. I'm being real.
He might. Listen, I'm not – Yeah, I'm tough. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
We got to bring the energy, boys. It's Detroit. Woo!
Saquon.
I can't.
Okay. So, Josh.
You got to handle that.
All right, Josh. Let me ask you two things. One, Ike said, and to an extent, I understand what he's saying, that I'm overreacting to the offense thing from Monday. Okay, fair. Couldn't we say the same thing about the defense? Couldn't we say we saw Minnesota march up and down the field? We saw Denver in the fourth quarter march up and down the field. We saw Dallas march up and down the field into the delay.
On Thursday night.
The Giants, we saw march up and down the field. Like the defense has had a really good game and then a good game against the Giants, who kind of stink. So if I'm being a little, you know, worried about the offense because of one game, aren't you being a little hype about the defense about one game?
Now, think about this, all right? And again, more football, ready? Football guy. Now we have the ability to sit in a 4-3 with Campbell and with N'Kobe and Zach. I think we match up well this week. I think we're going to try to keep Coop on the field because that's the big matchup, because he tackles so well in space, right, guys? I think the first-round pick, we got to keep him on the field, Campbell. I don't know what everyone's talking about, like getting him off the field, switching him. I love N'Kobe. He brings such physicality. But I think you need to keep Campbell on the field.
N'Kobe's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Jahad's been on the field a good bit. You just haven't noticed him.
I agree,
but this
week with N'Kobe, Zach, that 4-3 look, I think, is going to be something we talk about, right, in the upcoming week.
Okay.
Can I say one last thing, and I'm going to go, man? I know you got other guys.
No, go ahead.
This is for AJ, all right? This is for AJ, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, okay?
But you are.
You guys like the Beatles?
Yeah.
Well, two out of three of us.
Yeah.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Hold on, cooking. Yeah.
With words of wisdom, let it be.
Can you sing Creed?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Josh.
He kind of cooked,
brother.
Good job, Josh.
Good call. Kind of overpowered me a little bit there.
Yeah.
He was running through stop signs.
Yeah. A little aggressive.
He was a little aggressive, but there was good energy.
Good
there.
Stuff there.
I don't think we've ever talked to Josh before.
I don't think so.
He said we talked to him a few weeks ago, maybe.
He said the last time he called it was a confidence.
It was a confidence
show. So I don't know. That could have been last year.
Well, we rarely do confidence shows on the Eagles.
Oh, no. Never.
We're always guys. Our hands never shake on the Eagles.
He mentioned keeping Jahad Campbell on the field. I think Jahad Campbell's snaps are down. I think the thing that you should know about Jahad Campbell is he played 40 of 67 snaps. Mm-hmm. The thing about Jahad Campbell in the role that he's playing now is that you're just not noticing him because he's not really making plays.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he
is not an edge.
Yeah. Well, no, and he should be an off-ball linebacker so he can run.
Yes.
So in other words, if he doesn't get the ball ran at him, he's on the backside of the play, and it's hard for him to be involved.
Sure.
I just hope the young man doesn't get frustrated.
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be okay. He seems intense, but he seems like he has a good head on his shoulders. And it's taken, you know, aside from Jalen Carter, it was pretty good right away. Our defensive players who have grown into it, Nolan Smith and N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis, they've all taken a couple of years to grow into their roles, you know?
He just got off to a fast start.
Yes.
And then he's not playing the same position that he was playing, and then the production goes down. I'm just saying, athletes are a little weird like that. They need to see production so they stay motivated.
Really? You don't say. All right, 215-592-9494.
I think somebody's been trying to explain that to
us. Yeah, yeah, a little bit. 215-592-9494. I'm turning it into a Tell the Truth Friday, but you're not going to tell the truth. I know it. My confidence has been shaken a little bit in the Eagles this week, as yours. And coming up next, we hear stunning Jack Fritz audio about something that almost happened at the radio station that would never be forgotten. Never.
Maybe I should have just done it.
Yeah, it actually would have been better. Actually, would be better. That's next.
You know, content is number one.
Yeah, content is king.
You know, Marash did it.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Clearing up for you.
All right.
Yeah. Why you mad? All right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Busters. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one selling. Don't want to be another number. I got a bumper gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists want to see me dead. Just put prices on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now
it's the WIP Afternoon Show. Come like on, Spike man. And Fritz.
Why you about to have me here on the table?
230 Tupac. I can't let the 230 Tupac go on too long or I'll lose it. Ike.
You play the whole song?
Yes, or I'll lose Ike. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, are you as confident in the Eagles now as you were on Tuesday? Ike, what do you think is the poll result?
I'll say yes. They're as you said more confident?
Are you as confident in the Eagles today as you were on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll say yes, but not overwhelming. Let's go 62.
72.
Oh, 72.
Might have had 62 yesterday.
Okay.
You know, Chesty Friday, Chesty Football Friday. Everybody acts like the last 4 days didn't happen. Speaking of the last 4 days not happening, I think one of our own, one of the three of us, wishes last night didn't happen. And I was driving home during Fritz at 6.
Right.
I was not listening at the moment. But
of course.
But sorry.
Why would you?
Well, I'm in and out. I'm not a huge listener, like to clear my head.
I know.
So but I got a tweet. OMG, OMG, OMG. You need to hear what just happened with Jack. So I went back to the timing of that tweet and went on the free Odyssey app with Rewind and I was like, oh boy, Jack had a real problem last night. So here is Jack following a call with OG Jason.
Yes, doing his dumb VJ Edgecomb
free throw percentage thing. And I couldn't tell whether you were being silent toward the end of the call because you just wanted it to end, or because you were distracted. Turns out it was the latter. Here is what happened right before the break.
Yeah, well, so the problem is, right, not that he's obviously he's missing free throws, but he's not getting that many attempts. He's getting 2-3-0 attempts.
Yeah.
And, like, he needs to get more physical with his game, if I'm going to be completely honest. But, yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 78%, and I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest. Really got to go to the bathroom, so we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Friends of Six coming up next. So don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Coming back!
So a prairie dog situation. I don't really understand that reference.
Me either.
Could you explain?
Except they poke their head up.
Yeah, so it's...
He's basically... No, that's all right.
Yeah, you got it now?
Got it, yes.
Could you?
You don't have it?
No.
It's like, you know, it's poking its head out.
Yes.
It's like the turtle joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The prairie dog situation. Yeah.
So, and that was about 10 minutes early for your break?
Yeah, 13.
13 minutes early.
13 minutes early. Yeah.
Okay. No, it was 6:40 exactly.
Yeah, 6:40 on the dot. Yeah.
Okay. So then we come back from break, and this is what we hear.
We're back. We're fine. Everything's going well. We're all right. Listen. Sent on some warning shots. Didn't go well. And all of a sudden, it turned. And you got to do what you got to do.
So, I don't want to hear anything about Six Flags ever again.
Why?
Because I didn't have the option to go to break early or just run out like you just did. Imagine if you were stuck on a school bus with your peers in high school for another hour.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. I'm going to be completely honest with you. But you still... did that on your way to Six Flags and clean yourself dry without any, you know, there's no water or anything.
And you want me to sit above the sink?
Yeah. Yeah, get the push in the sink. Get the push in the sink, Buzz. Yeah. Friends at Six, I know. The grossest hour. It used to be the most honest hour of radio on WIP, but now it's just the grossest hour.
I heard it live, and it still sounds better the second time.
So here's the question, Jack, is as we're trying to figure out exactly what did transpire as Ike sits in the same seat you were sitting in last night.
Yeah.
When you said, look, it is what it is. I'm just honest here. When you said a couple of warning shots were fired.
Yeah.
Does that mean that there was a problem?
Well, we fired a couple of warning shots. See if maybe it would stay in. And then we passed the point of no return, and we had to call an audible.
I think we got to get rid of that chair.
I'm definitely changing this chair.
Yeah, we got to get rid of the chair.
Because the thought of it has already screwed me up.
Yeah, we got to get rid of the chair.
He's in the studio by himself.
Yes.
So he's good for that.
Oh, yes. Firing warning shots all over the place. It should be his nickname, warning shot.
I can't say it. That's how he got me.
That is how we got you.
Because I was in here by myself.
Oh.
And the mic was on.
It was. That's not even doctored audio.
Yes, it is.
You pulled the mic right down there, you know?
Well, Jack, so I heard from Jack when he texted me when he got back at home that he had thrown up on himself in the car.
Oh, God.
In the Wawa parking lot. Dude, talk about a stressful situation. Have you been driving while you had to throw up?
I think I actually texted you guys when I was living in North Jersey. I started getting very nauseous about halfway through my trip home. And that is a 100-minute trip home.
Oh, man.
And
I forgot that you used to do that.
Every day. Yeah. 100 minutes here, 100 minutes back. And I got to the drive. I made it to my driveway, got out of my car immediately, and threw up in the driveway.
Yeah.
So I made it home, but I could tell you did not make it home.
No. Yeah. I was like driving, so I was trying to keep the car on the road.
Yeah.
While also being in a bag.
That's tough.
It is. But then the Wawa showed up right on time. So it was good.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was right on time because you still did it on yourself.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't get your head out of
it? No. So it was a fun day, fun night.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're here.
What's going on?
I told you. The boys got stomach bugs.
Yeah.
That was from my mom.
Okay.
And she passed it on to our whole house.
Okay.
And it took me down last night. I didn't think after that situation that it was going to turn into that, but it did.
Yep.
It did.
So. You got a lot going on, man.
Prairie dog situation.
You still made it to work.
That's right.
That's because of fear.
Of course it's because of fear.
Yep.
I felt good enough to be here.
Yep.
So I'm here.
I told Ike, I purposely, normally you and I will exchange texts earlier in the morning before we speak. I purposely did not text you because I wanted to see what the result of the night before was going to be unprompted.
I can tell. Okay. Yeah, I know. You're trying to play mind games.
Yes.
You're waiting for me. You couldn't even send a courtesy, how you feeling?
Nope.
No, I know. No, that's all. You're always trying to play chess. You can't just be a good guy.
I thought about sending the how are you feeling text, and I said, nope. I'll let him.
I didn't know about it. I just thought you had to use the bathroom last night.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Well, because all of a sudden then it turns into I'm a big softy, you know? So that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Accountability on this show.
Accountability, you know it.
And get rid of that chair. 215-592-9494.
Multiple warning shots.
Yep. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, and I was on the phone with the guy last night, too. Snucking through the phone. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you did.
Lighting it up the whole time.
Was.
So the cleaning crew went in there, man. It was like, damn.
Yeah, it was like the early COVID times. They came in here with hazmat suits.
Seriously.
We thought they was in the movie Outbreak, man, when they came in there.
Yeah.
You can't be lighting the joint up like that, man. You got to share that studio with Ike and Spike and the morning show, man. Come on, man.
Hey, what did John Johnson do when he came here?
Ooh. Yeah, he was probably eating stuff in that chair.
Hey, yo, listen, right? I got to say this, right? First of all, Ike, I heard you earlier, and I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. I haven't been enjoying the Eagles the way that I should have been enjoying it. Last year, I didn't enjoy the Eagles the way I think I should have. And before you know it, I looked up, they was in the Super Bowl, and they won it. I'm not falling into that trap this year. I want to enjoy this team, wins or losses, but I want to enjoy this team, the anticipation of big games, the way I used to, the way when Ike was playing on these teams. Mm. You know what I mean? And yeah, Trot and Doc and all those guys. I used to love watching Eagles. I used to enjoy it. I didn't look for every little bad thing that they did. So I'm trying to do things differently this year. So this is how I'm looking at Detroit, right? I look at Detroit, right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I look at them as being like anybody else that we played that was supposed to be a big matchup. They're supposed to come in here with this so-called high-powered offense or, you know, best running game in the game, whatever the case may be. And at the end of the game, they wind up playing the Eagles style of football. The Eagles have a cannon ability to make you play in their style of football. I say this to say that it's not even the offense that's giving me confidence that we're going to beat this team. I don't believe in Dan Campbell as a play caller. You can't – I just don't. Over Vic Fangio, give me Vic Fangio 10 times out of 10. You know what I mean? When it comes to him scheming up a defense to stop Dan Campbell's offense, you got to show me a little bit more, you know, if you're Dan Campbell. Now, he might come on the show on Sunday. He really can do this. But him calling plays over Vic Fangio? Nah. I'm going to go with the Godfather all day on that.
You know what, Chuck? Chuck, real quick, before you get to your other thing, I can appreciate the first thing you said because I think you and I watched last season similarly, right? And you were waiting for it to fall apart. You're like, this doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And then you wake up and they won the Super Bowl and you realize you missed the whole ride. I feel that. I try to do that this year. It is, and I hear you. And it takes a lot of discipline, self-discipline, to keep on that, especially when you have a week like this. But go ahead.
It's a hard thing to do, Spike. You know what I mean? To go through as a fan. I've loved this team all my life. And to go through a year as a fan and just, you know, look for disappointment because they have some deficiencies in their games, just like everybody else in the league do. There's no clear-cut, you know, best team in the league to me. The Eagles, to me, is up there with everybody else that you say is good. But it's hard to do that.
Yep.
So I'm not doing that no more, man. And like I said, on Sunday, you know, the Eagles control the time of possession. That's what they're going to do. They're going to control the time of possession. And I need Nick Sirianni to be aggressive, Nick, all the way through. You know what I mean? If you want to be aggressive, Nick, be aggressive, Nick. Don't be aggressive, Nick, and then be passive, Nick, sometimes. I need you to be aggressive. Dan Campbell's going to be aggressive. Man. That's one thing I do know he's going to do.
Yeah, you know he's going to be aggressive.
There's going to be a lot of fourth downs going forward on his side, for sure.
He may never punt. Yeah, he may never punt Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we got to keep control of the ball. We got to control the ball, man, controlling the time of possession. And another thing is this. We stopped their running game. we win the football game. And I know it sounds as basic as that, but their running game is what ignites their offense. You stop their running game, and I love that N'Kobe Dean's in there now. I like the fact we got a defense. Our defense is going to show up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I mean, and we hold them to 21 points. That's a win because we're going to be scoring while we're taking time off the clock. I believe our offense is going to score on Sunday, and they're going to have limited possessions to score, and that is what's going to win us the football game on Sunday. And on Monday, we're going to be talking about the team being the best team in the NFC again. Popular best team in the NFL, everything go through Philadelphia. Watch when I tell you. So, Spike, I'm telling you, get on board.
All right.
Because it's not an enjoyable ride to do it like I did last year. Then I looked up, and I had to celebrate that we won the Super Bowl. But I'm looking up like, damn, it just went past me. You know what I mean? I wasn't enjoying the ride, man. And next thing you know, it goes past you. Enjoying the ride, the parade, before you get to the actual art museum is where the fun is. And that's where I'm at with this team all year long. I'm just saying.
I like that.
All right, Chuck. That's a good attitude.
That. 34-21.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Chuck.
34-21 Birds.
All right. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Good attitude from Chuck.
Yeah. Positive.
Yeah, real positive.
A real growth mindset out of him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, speaking of growth.
Oh, nice. That's a good segue.
Come on, man. Blue Chew, you handed it to him. Yep. It is Blue Chew. Blue Chew's going to help growth for you.
It will?
Yeah. Yep.
We'll get the growth back.
Yes, growth in the bedroom. Kind of growth you need. Kind of growth she wants. Kind of growth maybe it doesn't happen quite as well as it happened used to.
How many growth things are going to work into this?
Well, a lot.
What about girth?
Can't do anything for that, to be honest with you. That's not what it does.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You go to bluechew.com. Your first month is free. And you don't have to worry about the concerns of a embarrassing, awkward doctor's visit because you do it at BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about the awkward, time-consuming waiting in line in the pharmacy because they're going to ship it to you direct. The chewables come in a...
Hard!
Whoa.
Whoa, you're the discreet guy.
Discreet.
Hard.
Oh, you're going hard again?
I didn't even say discreet.
Oh, my bad. Hard. Yeah,
there we go. Same package. There you go.
I'm sorry.
That, all good. And they're
chewables. You got excited about that.
And they're chewables, which make it easier on everyone. Certainly on you. You don't have to worry about having a glass of water around. As I mentioned, you go to BlueChew.com, and at checkout, if you use code 94, your first month is going to be completely free. You just have to pay for shipping. $4-5 for shipping, a bargain. Again, go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, and then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly. Chew it and do it, y'all.
Joining us now, the great Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and you can see Nick on You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11-1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. What's up, Costos?
How about our Eagles, gentlemen?
Yes.
Another win on Monday night. Never a doubt as the Eagles cover for us yet again and get the job done.
Before I get to the Eagles, can I ask you a personal question, Nick?
I would actually be offended if you didn't.
Okay. So we were just talking about a situation with Jack that happened last night. So Jack, twice a week, does an hour and a half of his own show after our show.
I thought this was going to be like a erectile dysfunction.
I thought it was going to be
Brian Dable.
It's that, not about either of those things. So what happened with Jack last night is the Philly show or no? No, it's whatever. It's going on. You know?
Yeah, they make me talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, he has to talk about the Eagles too. But last night... He actually stopped talking about 15 minutes early because, as he said, he had a prairie dog situation in that something was peeking out of the back and he wasn't prepared for it. And he had to run to the bathroom to release this. And I ask, in your show every day, have you ever had a similar situation where nature calls in the middle of a segment and you just got to cut out?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever cut out, but... So, Jack, what time were you doing this?
Oh, I was right about like 6:40-ish.
Yeah.
Like a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
P.m. It was after our show.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, see, like, that doesn't... Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. I don't like, do that at night. That's like a morning activity for me.
Well,
now,
he seems to have a stomach virus or
smidge
something.
Smidge of a bug.
Yeah, that is causing
it. Okay, so you're sick.
How do you control? Okay. How do you control not going to the bathroom?
I'm with Nick.
Yeah, Spike
doesn't use the bathroom in the evening.
He doesn't go number two after 12.
It's 11 a.m.
Very rarely.
Yeah, 11 a.m. is like the last time. I'm very regular.
I have to be honest. I'm with Spike. I would say, I get up early. Not a brag. Like I have a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm up very early, and I would say like I'm done by like 10.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that it's after that. Now I'll just.
Well, Spike doesn't eat anything all day. What about you, Nick?
You know, I eat.
Oh, you're a vegan? You're not really eating, Spike.
Well, I am eating. There's a lot of roughage
in
it.
You're vegan?
I am vegan.
You're
yeah.
vegan?
I am. Yes.
Yeah, what gave it away?
Okay, buddy.
All right, relax. All right, tough guy. Tough guy's got to murder animals in a factory farm to be tough.
Here we go.
All right, that's all
right. I've never murdered anything. In defense of Jack,
yeah.
I'm a big, like, so there are times, right, when I'll leave, my wife and I will, like, leave a restaurant, and mm-hmm. I'll say to her, like, I have to go pee.
Yeah.
And she'll say, no, like, wait until you go home, and I go, no.
Yes.
Like, I am going to be comfortable. I'm right. going to go pee, and I'm going to go do that right now. So I'm a big, like, if you have to go, go. And if you really have to go, I absolve Jack of all of this. If you're sick and you got to go to the bathroom, he's going to bleep his pants.
Oh, well, it seems like he might have a little bit, actually. It seems like he might have a little bit.
They were strictly warning shots.
Yeah.
Warning shots. Like, this is not like you either bleep your pants or you don't.
No,
like,
but you're not a frequent dumper. Like, sometimes you send some out, see if it's going to go back in its hole.
Jack, let me ask you this. Was there video on you last
so
night?
Weird.
It's not.
So
it's just
weird.
I'm a normal guy.
Was there video on you last night?
I don't think so.
Justin, if there's video, I got to see him for the 2 minutes.
I did stand up. I did have to stand up. See if maybe that would, you know.
See if it would help the stomach.
Yeah, it didn't help, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What constitutes a frequent dumper?
Yeah. I'm just experienced at this. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm asking, like what I'm makes saying, like,
you
ever
you go two times a day?
Yeah, I'm twice a day.
Two or three times?
Yeah. I'm same. It's just all before 11 a.m.
You don't ever send out?
Same. I'm with Mike.
Yeah. I'm very regular.
I've never heard that before.
Like Jack. What are you like unleashing hellfire and brimstone on the toilet like six or seven times a day? Like, what's your diet, dude?
Back in the old days, that was a problem.
Yeah, when
New
you didn't
Prince,
eat well, yeah.
he was Prince drinking was coffee all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh yeah, it was like liquid.
Yeah. All right. Jack, all right. All right. All right. All right.
Jack used to be a fat slob, right?
Yeah, he was fatter.
We don't need to say slob.
Yeah,
but
I kind of thought you looked like that. You were like kind of like a fat pig. So
No.
Lost weight and now like this is great. Only like two.
Nah, he looked better in sometimes in photos. You wouldn't photograph well.
Faces,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
He looked like he got stung by a hornet.
Oh,
this is going well,
Nick.
I mean, he was a fat slop.
All right. Yeah, me and Dable. Let me slim down.
Listen, like, some say Jack was on Ozempic. I wouldn't say that.
I'm not an Ozempic guy.
Yeah. Jack personally is not. Yes. Yeah. All right, Nick. You love betting the Eagles. Sunday night. What do we have? Eagles are a point and a half, 2.5. I haven't even looked at the line since the beginning of the week.
Yeah, two and a half.
And what do you?
I'll just do a quick refresh here just to make sure. Yep, two and a half.
What do you like, Nick?
I mean, come on, a stupid question.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I'm betting. Yeah, of course. Like, the bet is the Eagles to win, basically. They're home. Yes, I would like to make this bet. The team that, like, literally, like, always wins when Hurts plays and A.J. Brown plays and Devontae plays and Saquon Barkley plays. And they've lost a couple games this year. They lost to the Giants, which is pretty inexplicable, obviously. But yeah, like, they don't have to win on Sunday night. Like, I don't have to be right. But if my bet is Eagles just need to, I need the Eagles to win. And they could win by one or two. Play money line if you want to. I feel pretty strongly about it. I think the Eagles are the best team in the conference. This point spread should be 3. It's not. Fly, Eagles, fly. Win, Eagles, win. Bet, Eagles, bet. Cover, Eagles, cover. And let's cash again with our Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm interested here, Nick, real quick. What do you think? Well, where's the public at on this game?
So it's a great question. I think that this is going to be a split action game. We haven't, like, the line hasn't moved all week. Mm. It's been Philly in between 2.5 and 3. And what I mean by that is if you want to bet Philly 2.5, you have to pay more to do it. And if you want to bet Detroit 3, you have to pay more to do it. I guess, Ike, the way I'll answer, what do I think the game's going to close?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to close 3, because like Sam Laporta didn't practice today. Some of the Lions corners aren't healthy. I guess like when we find out for sure, like who's playing in the game for Detroit, like are their corners going to play? Is Laporta going to play? I think that could be enough to push this up to three if they don't play. I think we'll probably stay in the zone. Who's the public going to be on? I think it's going to be a split. I don't think this is going to be a game where the public's going to be strong on one side or the other. Okay. Maybe Detroit as an underdog, I would say, would be the public side.
Okay. Nick, you got another game or two you really love this weekend?
Well, I think I'm going to do a money line parlay of Kansas City and San Francisco. I was just thinking about that as I prepare for my show today. So I think I like that. I did bet the Rams -2.5 against Seattle on Monday.
What a game.
It looks like that might. Yeah, I think something. Honestly, like it's a great day in the NFC with Eagles, Lions at night, Rams, Seahawks in the late afternoon. Look, my we could talk about, you know, the Rams deploying three tight ends and like the stylistic differences between McDonald and McVay. It's all really exciting. I'll make this really narrative-y, though. I'll pay to see Sam Darnold beat me in a big spot. So I have bet the Rams. And let's talk about my Giants for a second. I think they're going to get slaughtered by the Packers on Sunday. I love Green Bay. I think Jameis might throw like 4 pick-sixes in this game. The idea that, and I don't know if this is like this has infiltrated its way into like Philadelphia. I don't know if anyone cares. Giants suck. The idea that like the roster's good, but like Brian Daboll was holding them back. Do people realize like they lose every single game? Like the roster can't be that good if they literally never win. Like you would think you would like accidentally win a couple games. They are horrendous. I don't want to hear it. I think the Packers are going to smoke them on Sunday.
And you were, just a quick Giants thing, you were thrilled that they fired Daboll, but my inclination is that you were upset that they kept Shane.
So are you a Breaking Bad fan?
Yes.
So for people that watch the show Breaking Bad, there's a great character in the show and also in Better Call Saul named Mike Ehrmantraut. And he gives this famous monologue in Breaking Bad about half measures.
Yep.
And how and the point of it is basically like you can't, there are no half measures. You either go full or you don't do it at all. You're firing Daboll and keeping Shane is a half measure. And honestly, like what I think is most likely to happen, I think they're going to retain Mike Kafka as the head coach. I think he'll be the head coach moving forward because look, like, and Ike, you can speak to this way better than me. You played in the league, right? If he comes back as a lame duck general manager, like if they go win 4 games next year, he's getting fired. Like you can't justify keeping him. So like what hotshot head coaching candidate is going to take the Giants job to work for Joe Shane where he could get fired after a year and then a new GM comes in and that GM didn't hire you. Yeah. And like your clock's ticking now.
Yep.
It is an absolute disaster. And like objectively, I don't even know if there's an argument to the contrary here that it's a disaster.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen, this might have been your best call, Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, that Mike Ehrmantraut pool, that was a great episode, too, a half measure with Breaking Bad. That's pretty good.
Well,
there,
Mike was a great character.
Yeah.
Mike was a great character.
Man, yeah. That dude played so many different characters throughout his career.
Great character. All right, Nick.
He is Better Call Saul also.
Yeah, I tried Better Call Saul, but I kept falling asleep.
Yeah,
I know people think it's a good show, but I couldn't watch it.
Here's 5 seconds on it. The first couple seasons are like a little slow. The final like 3 seasons and especially the final 2 are like just as good as any. It is worth the investment. You should absolutely watch it. Please watch it.
All right. Strong endorsement. There he is, Nick Kostos. Thanks, Nick.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
I love it.
There he is, Nick Kostos. 215-592-9494. Has this week shaken your confidence in the Eagles like it has for me? Coming up next, probably still as confident as he ever is, Elliot Shore Parks joins us to give us some updates on the injured Eagles, find out where Cam Jurgens is, find out where Lane Johnson is, and his take that the offense is actually very, very good this year, which is also from Elliot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.